There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking energy now, down at the World Energy Congress yesterday in Abu Dhabi, there was a kind of side event, a side conference about what's happening in Abu Dhabi itself. They're calling it the transition of the energy industry in Abu Dhabi. Not ADNOC and how you get oil out of the ground and put it on tankers and send it around the world, but in Abu Dhabi itself, how you get electricity and water to homes, to apartment blocks, to offices and so on. And of course, nuclear energy is a big part of that. The big solar power plants are a big part of that. So to set the scene, brief interview with His Excellency Mohammed bin Jash. He is Undersecretary at the Department of Energy in Abu Dhabi, only created last year to help kind of transform the way that Abu Dhabi does power generation and distribution and the pricing of that to people who live in the capital. And I asked him why the need for this transition.
In a very simple term, we are transitioning from the conventional gas-based production of power and water to a completely a new form through decoupling of power and water and renewables and nuclear energy coming on board.
So why do we need to do this? Abu Dhabi has no shortage of hydrocarbon reserves.
Oh, we need to be sustainable. We need to participate in the world emission reduction. We need to decarbonize like everyone else, so we cannot be left alone.
The biggest transition maybe is to nuclear. That's a very big change. How's that going? What can you tell us about that?
It's great, going well and coming on board soon, very soon.
A final word on demand management. That's the other side of the coin, isn't it? How do you get people to consume less energy?
We have a complete strategy that we embarked, and soon you will start seeing all the programs running in Abu Dhabi. Some of it, one major one, is the issuance of the Super ISCO that will come and be announced very soon.
And other things announced yesterday, if you live in Abu Dhabi and you've got an old AC unit in your apartment or your villa, they'll give you a rebate on that, a subsidy, to improve to a new, more efficient one. So, the guys in Abu Dhabi, the government, His Excellency, say what they're doing is amazing, as does everyone from a government department about their new initiative. But we wanted to get some independent assessment of what they're doing. So I spoke to someone called Dr. Sara Vakshumi, who runs a global energy consultancy based in Washington, D.C., but offices here in Dubai as well. She was on the panel as well. And I said to her, so these changes that they're making in Abu Dhabi, are they such a big deal? Do they pass muster? And she says that, yes, they do.
This is, of course, the strategy and the implementation. Some of it is in the process, and the rest we have to wait till 2050 to judge. But we could kind of have an analysis and compare Abu Dhabi and UAE with some of the neighboring countries and in the region. This is one of really a very unique policies that many countries don't have that.
Well, let's look for a couple of moments into the supply of energy for Abu Dhabi. Some of the big changes we see, the obvious ones are solar and nuclear. For you on the supply side, what are the big meaningful transitions, to use their word?
The highest one of the high priorities of Abu Dhabi Vision 2030 is environmental sustainability. So the challenge of supply, number one, is that the supply should be low carbon intensive. The CO emissions should be very low in the supply side. So obviously we will have natural gas and renewables. On the natural gas side, the security of gas supply is very important for Abu Dhabi, because now at the current moment it's about 16% of import. But as it grows, the dependency of Abu Dhabi on natural gas increases. And the solution that the strategy 2050 looks is to increase the shares of renewable and move beyond solar and look into other sources of renewables like nuclear.
A quick word on nuclear. Some people say yes, it's clean energy because it has no carbon emissions. Others say yes, but what about the fuel cells and nuclear waste? Where do you stand on that debate? Is nuclear clean energy?
Well, none of the sources of energy are really innocent or clean, so we could always debate that each of them have an issue. We're seeing actually the nuclear technology is moving toward a more safer use of these power plants, and many are arguing that it's safe and clean, but we cannot ever argue that any sources of energy is like purely clean. Sun is clean, but also in the process of producing that energy, you will always have some sort of pollution.
Final word on demand, reducing demand. You know the stats better than anyone.
Abu Dhabi, the UAE, among, if not the highest in the world, per capita energy consumption. We love our gas-guzzling SUV cars. We love having our air conditioning at 18 degrees in the summer, if not the winter. What is there in the so-called demand management strategies that you've seen that you think is tangible and real and can actually work?
I agree with you with the amount of waste. Just to tell you my personal experience is that in every building I enter, I'm freezing. And so the buildings in UAE are much cooler than the normal standards, let's say, in United States or Europe. So there is a lot of waste and in different aspects. But the energy management solutions that have been offered, they are looking into very unique ways. They are offering a new codes and standards for building constructing the buildings into a more efficient buildings. As you see, most of the tall tower in UAE, they are all covered by glass, which lets the sun come in and make the room very hot. So all the new technologies and codes for these glasses or all the whole construction of the residential buildings are changed into a more efficient constructions. And also the other thing that they did is that they have started setting a much higher codes and standards for appliances used. They start giving rebates for those households that they want to replace their older and less efficient appliances. So these are at the residential levels. They also on the industrial levels, they start to look and they are already doing some demand response program with this industry, which means that they would offer them certain rewards if they manage their consumption. The other thing that Abu Dhabi has done is to set market-based price for water, electricity, and gas, reducing the subsidy to the gasoline, almost seizing the subsidies, have been very helpful in controlling the demand growth.
That's the voice of Dr. Sauravak Shumi. She's an energy consultant based in Washington, D.C., talking to me yesterday at the World Energy Congress in Abu Dhabi.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.